Alhamdulillah, one of the objects of our Isla Jalsas is to bring alive the five branches of Deen. You know, Islam has got five branches, which our Buzrugs have mentioned, for our own practical life. In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Udkhulu fi silmi kafa. Enter completely into Islam. And do not follow the path of shaitan. So the ulama say that this includes our aqaid, beliefs must be correct, our ibadat, formal acts of worship, our monetary dealings called muamalat, social etiquette called muashirat, and our akhlaq, character. So yesterday, last night, we discussed about our aqaid, our beliefs must be correct. The second aspect in our life which we have to correct is our ibadat. The first thing, most important, is our salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first thing to be questioned about on the day of qiyamah is salah. If salah is found to be proper, other actual parts is proper. But if salah is found to be spoiled, then all other acts will fail. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, salah is the key to Jannah. Another hadith, the distinguishing factor between kufr and iman is the deliberate neglect of salah. So salah is very, very important. Therefore, because a person must realize that I am speaking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just performing salah is not sufficient. One must watch exactly how he performs his salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, iqamat as-salah, perfection of salah. This means one should be vigilant with regard to his salah in every other aspect. Our taharat is correct, our tajweed is correct, our salah is performed at the right time, salah is performed in jamaat for men, and his outward tranquility, inside concentration, all of this here. And salah is a lifelong effort a person has to continuously make to better his salah. So Allah give us tawfiq. The second thing is our zakat. Everyone must pay at least 2.5% zakat on his wealth yearly, which will be given to the needy. This is the lowest level of stinginess. 2.5%. A person must give much more. But if he's so stingy, at least 2.5% of his wealth, extra wealth Allah has given him, he should give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many Quranic verses command us to pay zakat, and there are many warnings for not paying zakat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who pays zakat on his wealth has purified his wealth. From narrations we learn that zakat is farz every year. Number two, if you do not pay zakat, it results in calamities and misfortunes settling over one. The calamities on the earth is your money will become less. There will be barakah and blessings in there. There will be famine and drought. And in the year after, if you do not pay zakat, is the fire of Jahannam. That money will turn into a snake and bite a person in the qabr. Besides zakat, there are other rights of wealth as well. We have to fulfill the rights of our family members, looking after masajid, madrasas, and other religious causes, assisting people in difficult conditions. These are some of the rights of our wealth. So this is the second pillar of Islam, the zakat, the second point. The third point is our fasting. Alhamdulillah, we all fast, inshallah, in the month of Ramadan, staying away from eating, drinking, and fulfilling our desires from dawn until sunset during the whole month of Ramadan. And the benefit of fasting is one's weakness of iman and the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strengthened when a person fasts. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every person has a zakat to pay, and the zakat of the body is fasting. So this is the type of zakat for our body, purification for our body. Just as zakat purifies one's wealth, fasting purifies one's body spiritually and physically. However, it's not just to fast, but a person must fast with perfection. This means he must protect his eyes, his tongue, his ears, lungs, heart, thoughts and stomach from sin. Accordingly, his fast will be so much more beneficial. This in the month of Ramadan, normally our Hazrat, in great detail, he explains to us, if a person can try to spend full Ramadan, inshallah, a person will get full benefit, understanding how exactly a person must keep a spiritual fast. The fourth point is Hajj. Once in a lifetime, a person must perform Hajj, if he has got the means. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person passes away and he did not perform Hajj, then let him die if he wishes as a Jew or a Christian. And in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you perform Hajj and you do not commit any sin during that Hajj, then you will come out of your sins like the day your mother gave birth to you. And together with that, if it's possible, a person has got the ability to go for Umrah at least once in his lifetime, it's Sunnah Muakkada, and to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara is a great act of worship and a means of great blessings and barakah and benefits. The fifth point is qurbani. We know during the time of Eid, a person must make qurbani. Even if qurbani is not compulsory upon a person, there are so many benefits, a person should try to fulfill his qurbani. Number six, tilawat of Quran. Daily, a person must take out time to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. A bare minimum of 2 khatams should be made yearly. Minimum 2 khatams. Ideally, the best and non-hafiz should complete 1 khatam every month. And a hafiz should complete a khatam every 10 days. So 3 paras a day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, The most virtuous act of worship for my ummah is the recitation of Quran. Another hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Quran Kareem will be a proof for you or against you. If you held on to the Quran, you read the Quran, you practiced in the Quran, it will be a proof for you. On the other hand, if you left the Quran, it will be a proof against you on the day of Qiyamah. Number 7, Zikrullah. Make the zikr of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance, so that you may be successful. Every day we have to take out some time to engage in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will create light in your amal. My salah is weak, make zikr, your salah will become stronger. Your tilawat of Quran is weak, make zikr. This will inshallah strengthen your tilawat of Quran. Every action of yours by zikr, strength will come into that action, ruh will come into it. Number 8, we must follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala says, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, accept it. Whatever he prohibits you from, abstain. In every action, a Muslim must endeavor to follow the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it's acts of worship, or it's our habits, our eating, our drinking, our sleeping, bathing, relieving oneself, our marriage, our funerals, in every action. The more closer we will come to the beloved lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more successful we will be in this world and the year after. And the last point is, calling towards righteousness, amr bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when people become involved in sin, and amongst them there are such people who are able to stop them, but they do not do so, then very soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a general punishment over everyone. Then even the pious people will make dua, but Allah, the dua will not be accepted. So it is our duty, every person's duty, not only for the ulama, but in our own individual capacity. I'm a father, I have to command my children in the right way. There is ways of doing something also, but in the correct way we should encourage them to do good actions and prevent people from evil. Important note, before engaging in abundance of nafal actions, we must make sure we fulfill our qaza of all our past salahs, our fast, our zakat, qurbani. We come here now for the Islah Jalsa, we feel we have done wrong. Let us make qaza of all our past, whatever we have done wrong. Many people, after changing their lives, they become punctual in acts of worship, and a lot of nafal actions they do. But they forget to fulfill all the qazas, whatever they have got in the past. Remember, if we have not discharged it, it remains a responsibility on our heads. We have to fulfill that. And number 2, don't only suffice on the actual performance of the actions. I perform my salah. A concerted effort should be made to create life and soul in these actions. The object of these actions is connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That connection and perfection of a'mal and actions is acquired in the company of the Ahlullah. So this is the second branch of deen, from where we can understand how far we are still. And this is why we have come for this Islah Jalsa, to reform ourselves with all of these matters. Allah give myself firstly and all of us tawfiq.